Now, if you're wanting to get some assistance in the area of digital technology and online spaces, etc., to help your business grow, then we've got people down here to help you now. Switch, as you may have heard about Switch through our advertising that we've had run here in the last little while. Christine Gray is a local contact here down on the West Coast now, which is fantastic news. So we decided to have her in the studio to have a bit of a chat to tell you how she can help you and your business. G'day, Christine. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How
That's
are you going?
That's good. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. I'm loving the sunshine at the moment. Let's hope it continues. Okay, well, just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that a lot of people would recognise my name from my time at West Coast Council, where I was the Economic Development and Tourism Officer most recently. So at the moment, I'm sort of helping be a digital mentor for Switch Tasmania.
Yep.
So that is involving one-on-one sessions with local businesses just to help them evaluate and try and sort of connect them with different ways in which they can work smarter, not harder.
Mm, exactly. It's great to hear because obviously down here on the West Coast, we're isolated with a lot of contacts. We don't have anybody locally. So you're a good person to have down here with your experience. What can you offer with businesses?
Yeah. So the digital solutions program that Switch offer is funded heavily through the Australian government, which means that businesses can, for I think it's around $44, can receive one-on-one mentoring with a coach and also access to workshops and events. Mm-hmm. So that one-on-one mentoring is for 3 hours,
yep.
which, you know, $44 is great value.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what that is Switch will connect you with one of our mentors. So it might not necessarily be me, it might be one of our other team. It just depends on
yep.
where that business is looking for sort of some guidance or assistance.
Okay, all right. Now you're holding some workshops down here soon, is that correct?
We are planning on having some workshops in the next few months, okay. potentially with everything going yep. on, might be in the early 2022.
Okay, that sounds good. So what's some advice you can give on air this morning about businesses to help them grow?
Yeah, so I guess it's around one of my key sort of tips would be just have a look all the time, reassess what you're doing, what's working, and where can things maybe become a little yep. bit easier. So think about what your business does well. And is there any digital solutions that might be able to be introduced that can make you, be a little bit smarter around how your business runs?
Sure.
And what we can do, I mean, it's not about using every single digital technology that's out there.
No.
That's not for everyone and it's not for every business, particularly on the West Coast where we know that internet isn't always reliable. It's more around having it as an add-on to enhance what you're already offering.
Sure. How important for a business is online presence?
I think extremely important, particularly with the changes with how people expect to receive information. Due to COVID, there's a change in how people expect to find information. So it's really important that businesses ask themselves, well, how am I getting messages out to my customers? Is it working? Am I reaching all my potential customers? And again, not everyone will use digital technology. Things like radio and newspapers
yep.
and flyers in shop windows and things like that.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth yes. are so super important.
Yep.
So I guess it really is understanding who your market is, who
sure.
is your business trying to attract. And on the West Coast, we have a lot of visitors, even
yeah.
with COVID.
Yep.
So we need to look at how am I getting messages to visitors, but how am I also getting messages to locals and new locals? We have a lot of new residents on the West Coast now who might not know what your business does when they're open. So get that message out to new residents, locals, and then visitors as well.
I guess as well, just talking of COVID there, the internet access and so on and your online presence is important than it's ever been, really.
Absolutely, particularly during lockdown even last year, we needed to find quick and easy ways of getting messages out around all the different changes of operating hours and how many people are allowed in certain businesses. And that was a really quickly evolving situation. So that's where that online platforms like Facebook, as much as they can have their negative aspects, that's in that situation, it was really a positive way of getting the message out.
It is, in terms of advertising and promoting a business, it is very, very positive, that's for sure. And it's amazing. I mean, 30 years ago, businesses did not have this luxury. And I mean, it's just taken off in so many ways. And I think more than ever, businesses, probably you would say that online advertising is probably up there with the best form of advertising as well.
Absolutely, and it is relatively low cost. You can get a lot of bang for your buck. You can reach a lot of audience. You can engage with new customers and existing customers, and you can target who you're reaching based on their interests and how they've set up their Facebook profiles. But you need to be able to do that well.
Yes.
Because it is so easy to do. It is a very messy field in some respects in regards to advertising and posts and how things are promoted on social media. So it is a matter of doing it, but doing it well so that you stand out from the crowd.
Absolutely. And I guess that's where you can't come in as well. I mean, you're not here to fix absolutely every single problem, but you can guide people. Because there are people out there that would not know, business owners that perhaps would just not know the first thing about it. And that's where you guys come in.
And that's right. It's not definitely not about going in and doing everything for the businesses. It is setting them up so that they can do those tasks. And it's not just about digital solutions, isn't just about being on social media. It could be your store has some fantastic products that you need to be able to get out to other customers. Yeah. So it might be setting up an online store. It could be looking at what your bookkeeping systems are and whether there's a digital platform that would make that a lot easier. It could be having an email address. A lot of businesses on the West Coast don't have an email address.
No, that's right.
So it's about setting up an email address and how that email address can help you make things a little bit easier with your business, from ordering supplies to reaching customers to contacting your accountant and things like that. So it's not, digital solutions isn't just about Facebook and Instagram. It's a broad range of systems that can help businesses.
Excellent. Okay, so if people need to, businesses need to contact you on the West Coast, how do they go about doing that?
Yep, so to register for the Digital Solutions Program, you can hop online to www.switchtasmania.com.au or give them a call on 6408 7005, or I am available if to meet people and help them go through the application or the inquiry process, which is relatively simple, but we do need to have some a form filled out to be able to assess people.
Excellent. Yep. Well, thank you for popping in and talking to us about the good news of your presence here now on the West Coast. It's great to hear, and I'm sure the businesses will be wanting to get your assistance. So thanks for joining us and telling us about it today.
Not a problem.
Okay, there we go. That's Christine Gray, representative here on the West Coast from Switch Tasmania, here on 7XS.